And this is Colorado Public Radio News. I'm Vic Vella. The Denver Film Festival opens this week, but like so many artistic endeavors this year, COVID-19 has forced it to go virtual. CPR's Monica Castile reports on what's next for the annual event.
This year's Denver Film Festival will still have premieres and post-screening talks with filmmakers, but for the first time, it's going to be almost entirely online, with only a few in-person drive-in screenings at Red Rocks. The Fest's artistic director, Matt Campbell, started working at the festival back in 2009.
It was a good time for a lot of people. For the Denver community, you know, for the past 43 years, bringing the Denver metro area together, create a community through film going.
When the pandemic hit, it forced Campbell to choose.
Will it be a hybrid? Will we be able to do this? Will we be able to do that? And as things went along, you know, it became clearer and clearer that that just wasn't viable at all this year.
In the summer, his team decided to go fully virtual. The news was understandable, but still disappointing to Marissa Poppins, a volunteer staff member since 2008.
It kind of bums me out that I don't get to volunteer. Like, that's one of the things I look forward to every year. But I'm excited that they're still able to have an event and still showcase some amazing films.
One of those films belongs to director Chelsea Krister, who was looking forward to bringing her feature debut, Bleeding Audio, home to Colorado. Her documentary profiles The Matches, a punk band that tried to take off just as the industry changed in the digital age.
I mean, if I could be honest, it's kind of devastating. I have just been dreaming of that day, just for a global pandemic to hit literally the same week as our world premiere.
Another newcomer to the festival, CEO James Mejia, sees this year as an opportunity to look forward.
Our virtual platform, we created to show films because our theater was closed down. Whether we're in a pandemic environment or beyond, a virtual platform is going to be very important for us well into the future.
Campbell is also thinking about how his festival can support its community in the pandemic age.
It's really for all of Colorado. As long as you have internet, you can access the festival.
The Denver Film Festival will show over 80 features and 50 shorts. Virtual screenings start October 22nd and run through November 8th. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
And you're listening to Colorado Public Radio News. More is ahead.